soon. We may have reached a tipping point in the pandemic to the point where the CDC says vaccinated people can take off their masks. And as you've been hearing, Maryland and Virginia are now saying the same. But that decision is leading to some confusion as people ask, how do we know who's actually vaccinated? It's happened in the same week that Americans across the eastern third of the country have been waiting in long gas lines at stations following the six-day Colonial Pipeline shutdown. It's the highly disruptive result of a ransomware cyber attack.
And then there's the intense fighting in the Middle East, with at least 122 people dead in Gaza and 8 killed in Israel over the past week. And all this falls on the plate of President Biden. Dmitry talked about this with ABC News political director Rick Klein.
Well, I think the remarkable thing is that through all of that, Joe Biden, you can argue, had a decent week. Those are terrible headlines. He was helped by the fact that Republicans were consumed by devouring one of their own and taking Congresswoman Liz Cheney and kicking her out of leadership. But if you also look at some of the meetings that he's been having on the infrastructure bill, there were glimmers of bipartisanship out there. And the White House has generally been able to stay on message and to close the week out by saying the pipeline's flowing again. These mask guidelines are something that I think all Americans welcome at some level if it means that we're getting to the other side of the pandemic. So there are glimmers of optimism after what is a pretty brutal news week all in all.
Well, people argue that it's hard to find a better prepared president than Joe Biden, just in terms of who he knows, how long he's been in Washington, and so forth. So sometimes he can make a crisis appear a lot smoother, but at some point it reaches a tipping point. It can just be too much. The southern border comes to mind, and like I say, the Middle East, how much involvement he actually wants to get into over there.
I think that's exactly right. I mean, look, I think the strength of Joe Biden is often in keeping his own rhythm and not allowing the crisis of the day or the minute or the hour to dominate. But the flip side of that is that you can miss the big story. You can miss the big moment. And the crisis in the Middle East is something that, other presidents have tried and failed and does seem to cry out for American leadership to be a little bit stronger. Similarly, the crisis with the pipeline earlier in the week, there were not a lot of soothing words out of the White House until basically the run on gas was over. So, yes, the fact that he keeps a different pace than others, I think, can be a beneficial thing. But as we're learning with this president, it can also mean that he's a little bit behind the curve when it comes to addressing the big crises that are on Americans' minds.
Let's also turn to your colleague Jonathan Carl at ABC News and a very recent interview he did with Liz Cheney, who is now out of House Republican leadership, replaced by Elise Stefanik. What is Cheney saying tonight?
I think you're getting a glimpse of the power she might hold in exile out of leadership. She says that the choice of Elise Stefanik is, in her words, dangerous because of the way that she has embraced President Trump's lies about the last election. She also believes that it was a mistake for her personally. She says she regrets the decision to vote for President Trump. And in a little bit of a twist and a renewing of the fight that she's been having with Kevin McCarthy, the House Republican leader, she thinks that Kevin McCarthy himself has to testify and maybe be subpoenaed by any new January 6th commission. We heard a breakthrough today, members of Congress saying that they're going to set up this new commission. And she thinks the number one House Republican is going to have to give testimony to that body, in part because he is on the record as having had a conversation with President Trump. There are differing accounts of what President Trump said and what Kevin McCarthy said. But bottom line is Liz Cheney says McCarthy's going to have to come clean about all of those communications, even if they're pretty harmful to the president.
Again, that's ABC News political director Rick Klein on Skype.